This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Being middle class in this country has a fairly broad, if well understood, definition. Making a certain amount of money, owning a home, getting a college education, maybe. Today, though, in a sign of just how much things are changing, the Pew Research Center is out with a study of what people think it takes to be middle class. And the main requirement is just having a steady job. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that story.
What does it take to be middle class? Most people, nearly 90%, say a steady job, according to Pew. Owning a home, a college education, investments, much less important. Wendy Wong wrote the study. She says 12% of people who describe themselves as middle class have lost a job or been laid off in the past year.
So it's not really something only happened to people who are poor. That's why job security is something they have on their mind.
But here's what's really changed. 30 years ago, 70% of people in a Time CNN survey said owning a home was key to a middle-class lifestyle. In the Pew study, just 45% say home ownership is essential. Wong says after the housing bust, a home may even be seen as a burden. Dennis Gilbert studies the middle class as a professor at Hamilton College. He says people's priorities have changed.
They just recognize that you're not going to be able to have a home and a college education, some of these other things, if you don't have money to do it. And getting money to do it has become much more dicey than it was in the past.
And that's shaken people's confidence, which on its own can be damaging. Timothy Smeeding directs the Institute for Research on Poverty at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
The idea of safety and security is really called into question.
If a good job is the ticket to the middle class, it's getting harder to come by. A new study from the National Employment Law Project says most of the jobs lost during the recession were mid-wage jobs. Most of those added in the recovery pay much less. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
On the theme of jobs, I saw something this week that grabbed me, a study that said millennials, that is 18 to 30-year-olds, change jobs about every 2 years. So we did a little crowdsourcing on our Facebook page. We asked you to tell us how long you worked at your last job and why you left.
I was at my previous job for 18 months and left because I was bored.
My last job lasted 19 years till my boss closed the office. Now I'm unemployable because I'm 60-something years old.
9+ years. I left in part because the boss's daughter was a pain in the butt and I didn't want to be at the mercy of a 16-year-old.
Nobody does. Tell us your stories. Just go to our Facebook page.